Hello everyone. Lovely to see you and to share that which we are. To share and to explore our true self, this seamless, indivisible, ordinary awareness. Which is one reality. Appearing as so many forms. Names and forms, Nama, Rupa, so invite yourself to resting without any agenda. You don't need to engage the mind right now. Simply invite yourself to rest. Invite the mind to be not knowing, to rest in not knowing, to trust not knowing, effortless being. Always on board, always there. The peace, the undisturbable quality of being. Before a thought arises, before any perception arises, there is this profound silence, this deep stillness, peaceful, free, loving. It is love itself. There's no effort involved. The understanding that there is nothing at stake for anyone. The understanding that you are this formless, genderless, non-phenomenal self. Simply notice your experience without knowing it. Without engaging the past, because there is no past, in fact. This presence has no borders. It is what you are. This aware presence. Not something or somebody which exists in time and space. You may conceptualize yourself to be a person, body, mind of sort, but experientially, there are no thoughts that can describe being. Because experientially, there is no time. No separate entities, no objects, it's all consciousness. In fact, how lovely to be free from images of oneself, images of others, this complete dropping of beliefs. So that each moment is pristine. Free from history, belief structures. Tribal affiliations, gender affiliations, Everything appears to you in full clarity. Even the morning mist, which veils the mountains and the lake, appears to you in full clarity. You are not veiled by that which you perceive. When you are not imagining yourself to be a separate form, there is peace, love and beauty, our true home, our essence, that from which we come and to which we return, although in reality there is no coming and returning. Can we recognize this effortless presence, this moment, not as something which is appearing to us, but as our essence, our reality? So that all self-imaginations, meaning imaginations about our true nature, come to a full stop. Although the moon reflects the sunlight, it is not the moon which is the source of light. The body mind is like the moon, and consciousness, awareness is the sun. It is because of the rays of the sun which shine onto the surface of the pond that we perceive the glitter of the wavelets. Similarly, everything that you perceive, every sensation, thought, perception, memory, image, you perceive because of the light of awareness, the light of consciousness. Shining beyond time and space, freely, effortlessly, the one reality, that which we truly are. Your understanding about your true self, the understanding about that which is and cannot be, the understanding about your reality as this formal, invisible awareness, this moment and every moment. Releases you from imagining yourself to be existing in time and space as a form, as an object, as a stream of thoughts and a stream of sensations and memories. Where is this a stream of memories and thoughts right now? What is it in this moment? Recognize your true home. In spite of what mind narratives may appear to you, they are just fleeting images on the screen. The vastness of being, glorious presence, the peace, that is the full stop. This absolute certainty. So in the meantime, whichever way it works for you, surrender everything to that. Well, you've gone to nothing. You are everything. So, if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore,